To me, Bronics is poor English, but the only thing that bothers me is the way it's spelled.
I think Bronics is interesting, and sometimes I wish I could speak it.
Bronics is difficult to understand. I tend to have a problem trying to figure out what they're saying, and I just don't really get it.
Each person has his or her own individual opinion towards Ebonics, also known as African American Vernacular English, which is a variety or type of Standard English. What are your thoughts towards Ebonics? Do you think it is a part of your ethnic background, unintelligible, fun to use, a separate language, or poor use of Standard English? Ebonics shares many characteristics with Creole and Southern American English and is a popular dialect used among African Americans today. In Oakland, California in the mid-90s, the use of Ebonics became a huge conflict. After much debate, the Oakland School Board declared that Ebonics was indeed its own dialect and would be a way to teach African American students standardized English in a more effective manner. Ebonics used to be a term that carried a negative connotation, but over the years has developed into a name for a language that has slowly gained in popularity. However, while the term Ebonics has become more popular, it is not completely free of criticism. The Skin That We Speak, edited by Lisa Delpit and Joanne Kilgore-Dowdy, is a book containing a collection of different pieces of literature, all of which focus on attitudes towards language. This book specifically focuses on African American people and their use of Ebonics. Each chapter is by a different author, giving the reader a chance to explore the different feelings, beliefs, frustrations, and dreams of those who feel as though they belong to a certain community, but do not belong in the terms of how they speak. This text aims to prove that the African American people have an identity, and it is necessary to have in America, and can only be helped by African American and white people's acceptance of the language of choice for the individual. To gain a better understanding of how an African American teacher or child may feel when Ebonics becomes a cultural and linguistic issue, let's put you in a classroom where the use of Ebonics might become a problem for the teacher and students. Imagine you are an African American teacher in a classroom teaching predominantly African American students. As you begin to speak, you notice that the children are having a difficult time understanding you.
Okay, class, today we'll be discussing landforms in North America. There are four types of landforms in America: mountains, plains, plateaus, and valleys.
As the children become more flustered, you realize that they are having a hard time understanding your explanation of the landforms because of your dialect. You grew up in an affluent area of New York City in which you were forced to use Standard English. All of the students in your class use Ebonics, and your Standard English is foreign to them. You decide that you will teach them all how to use Standard English because you feel that Ebonics is an inner city language that only the uneducated use. You feel as though the students will have better opportunities in life if they speak the quote-unquote correct English. Let's see what some people have to say about this type of situation.
I agree that the teacher should force them to learn Standard English. If they do not learn that English, they won't have the opportunities they could have otherwise. It will help them gain a career and be better off in their life and a job if they learn this English.
I disagree with the story and think that the teacher should use Ebonics first as a way to get the students to understand her and kind of gain their trust, and then kind of move on slowly adding in Standard English so that they can learn both.
What is your opinion? Based on Delpit's and Downey's book, this teacher made a poor decision. Not only is she trying to change the way the students speak, but also their cultural heritage. It's important as educators to be accepting of how a child speaks and acknowledge that their speech not only represents them as a person, but also their ethnic backgrounds. To solve this linguistic debate, schools may consider teaching Standard English and Ebonics together, like they did in the Oakland, California schools, so that students are knowledgeable about both dialects. I encourage you to read Delpit and Downey's book, The Skin That We Speak, as it presents opinions and attitudes that are not only important for teachers to know about, but anyone who interacts with a person of another race. The more we learn about the human race, the more accepting we can become of those who are different than ourselves.